Hello and welcome to my podcast Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this introductory episode, I'm going to share with you how my mind journeyed from a quaint village of 2000-year-old poetry and ended up in the techno city of this 21st century podcast. Listen on. Whenever I travel to distant lands, I'm intrigued by the traditions and customs of cultures I come across. I listen wide-eyed to the stories of the people's quirks and philosophies. In many parts of the world, historic places and events less than 100 or 200 years ago are commemorated and celebrated. This makes me turn and look in the direction of my homeland. Here lies a living record of an Indian civilization that lived 2000 years ago. I'm talking about the ancient Tamil culture as reflected in Sangam literature. Even as I roam the world and feel a global citizen, a voice echoed within. How well do you know your own culture? A spark was lit within me. What if I try to traverse through all the Sangam literature, a collection of 18 literary works comprising of more than 2,000 poems? Seems a daunting task, for I'm no expert in Tamil literature. My vocabulary is limited to the few good books I have read in Tamil and to the Tamil film songs, just like the average Tamil-speaking person. And yet, the flame of curiosity burned bright within. So I decided to take this long and unique journey through the literary works of the Sangam period. These 18 works, which are further classified as Ettu Thogai, a collection of 8 anthologies, and Pattu Paattu, which comprise of 10 long songs. Of this, Ettu Thogai is said to be from a period before the Common Era, from 200 BCE, and comprise some of the oldest living works of Tamil literature. I think that anything that comes from that far ago belongs to humanity as a whole. It embodies something that the world entire can draw pride and inspiration from. Wherever it may be these treasures are found, it also falls upon all of us to preserve these glorious echoes of our collective history. So, where shall we begin? I think we should let this Tamil verse lining up all the literary works of Ettu Thogai to lay the path for us. Natrinai nalla kurundogai aingura nooru otta padittru pattu oongu paripadal kattarindar yettum kaliyodu agam puram endru ittiratta Ettu Thogai. So, Natrinai it is. Natrinai portrays the nalla or excellent inner sphere of life in the 5 different lands of the Sangam period that we will explore soon as we travel onward. In each episode that follows, I will read a Tamil Natrinai poem first. Worry not if you don't understand the words. I didn't either the first time over. Just let your ears be filled with the sounds of an ancient language and let your mind feel what it will feel. On this note, I'm reminded of an interesting snippet I came across in my readings. That is, the word Tamil itself has been used synonymously in many Sangam poems with Agam, or the inner sphere of human life, the mind. If you take many languages of the world, going even a few centuries backwards would make the language completely inaccessible. But in here, the Tamil seems to welcome you like the people of one's native village, strange faces with welcoming smiles. Indeed, it is filled with uncommon words and expressions not in frequent use anymore. However, with the aid of dictionaries like Karifo's Chol, a beautiful world seems to reveal itself. The uniqueness of these Tamil literary works is that They focus on both the inner and outer spheres of life, delving deep into minute human emotions as well as the land and life of the ancient people. It is an intimate portrayal of a way of life. Through these works, I wish to know the past, connect to the present, and gather lessons for the future. This will be no hurried journey through tons of words at a time, but a slow savoring of every fruit in this forest of literature. I see myself in the role of a student, struggling and yet stimulated to make sense of it all. Why the struggle, you may ask? For there are excellent explanatory works in Tamil and quality translations done in English too for all these works. Instead of immediately turning to these explanations or translations, my first attempt will be to unravel the beauty and meaning by myself. My interpretations are sure to be way off. Still, by myself, I want to try and piece together these words and attempt to make sense of life 2000 years ago. Once I've tried my best to understand it myself, then I will refer to these urai and explanations. I will correct and update the gaps in my understanding and then try to place the whole verse in context. It's this exploratory experience I wish to share with you. And this exploration of ancient Tamil Sangam literature will be in English. This is just to share the shades of this landscape and stories from this mindscape to the wider world. As I begin, I don't know what I will find or where this will take me. It matters not, for the journey itself is the destination. I invite you to share this journey with me through this podcast. Come, sit by the shore of this 21st century podcast media and bask in the warmth of the cackling fire of ancient Tamil poetry. I hope, like me, you will be lit with inspiration, savoring these images from 2000 years ago. A warm welcome again. A few notes before we part. Along with this introductory episode, I plan to release the first 8 episodes containing the first 8 poems of Natrine on the 18th of January 2019. Following this launch, I hope to release episodes daily from Monday to Thursday every week. Hope you will continue to walk with me in our travel to the past. Thank you for listening to Sangam Lit and journeying with me through ancient Tamil lands and minds. Please visit my website nandinikarki.com to access the transcript and to share your thoughts. If you like this episode, do subscribe, rate and review Sangam Lit on iTunes. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.